Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
We're back on a Wednesday here on The Hoffman Show. Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Anthony, I see you. I see you trying to get some energy into this show. I see you trying to make sure that you and I do not just shuck our way through 2 hours and 45 minutes, despite the fact that we just sat out in the bullpen and just dead ass sat across from each other and went, dog, I'm tired.
Nah, for real.
Why are you so tired today? I know why I'm tired.
So I got up early this morning. I want to say like 7:30. I mean, usually I get up around this time.
7:30 is early for you?
I mean, I go to sleep later than you also.
That's true. What's your typical to bed to rise? Like, is it consistent?
I would probably say I probably go to sleep between 12 and 1 every night.
Did you stay up and watch the Lakers game last night? Is that why you were up? How'd that go?
Even though that game was at 8 p.m. So I
was. Was?
Yeah, it was at 8 p.m.
Oh, dang.
It just wasn't on TV, though.
Oh, it was a League Pass game.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I was about to say, I was watching basketball last night.
Yeah.
I watched Knicks Celtics and luckily accidentally recorded it. So when I went back and turned my TV on this morning, I was like, oh, this is where I left off. Sick. Thanks for doing that, YouTube TV. So I was able to watch the overtime back and see the Knicks come up short yet again. I watched Wiz Pacers last night, but I was in bed by my usual time. So you got up early at 7:30, and then what?
And then I had put myself through what did I do today? I did back, I did biceps, and then I also did abs on top of the stuff I do for my hip flexors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that takes about 30 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes. So I had to get up early so I could get both of those in. And then I had meetings this morning. So it was a lot going on.
Yeah, I had a couple of phone calls this morning, and then I did a big old workout in the middle of the day. That was a big old deadlift workout, and it's a lot of demand on the old central nervous system. Yeah. And I realize now that on some level is a mistake to do on a work day, because your brain needs to work to do this job. There's so much physically that can not matter. I could be sore. The mind needs to work. And it's not working right now at its peak capacity, which could wind up working out for the show, because it could wind up being tremendously entertaining. My number one insights and all that stuff may not be on the docket for today's show. That's okay. We have at least one smart guest. Barry Svrluga is going to join us at 5 o'clock. From Augusta National, although we are not going to be talking too much Masters with Barry. We're going to continue the conversation that we had yesterday about the best DC athletes of all time, because Barry wrote about Ovechkin in the Post and how important it is that he spent all 20 years so far, 20 and counting, in DC. We're going to start today, though, talking about the NFL draft, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's right, 2 weeks from tomorrow, NFL draft. Well, actually, Anthony, do you know this yet? Do you know that we're going live an extra hour on draft night?
This is news to me.
Oh, I presume that you're producing it. I'm sorry to be the one to break it to you, and I'm extra sorry to be the one to break it to you on the air. Maybe you're not, though. Maybe, but I'll say this to the audience. I am on till 8 that night. I'm hoping Anthony's with me.
I think I probably will be.
I feel better when my guys pressing the buttons on the board.
Yes, sir.
But I will be live until 8, and then we will have live coverage with Denton and Linnell starting at 8. Simulcast, I believe, over on 106.7 The Fan as well, at least for part of the night, if not the entire night. So that is the plan for 2 weeks from tonight. But tomorrow, 2 weeks until the draft period, or actually two weeks from tomorrow on the draft night, tomorrow, 2 weeks from the draft, Anthony and I are going to do our first full mock draft. You and I are going to go picks 1 through 32, first round, alternate. Do you want... We'll probably do another one next Thursday as well. Do you want to pick for the Commanders tomorrow, or do you want to pick for them next week?
Let me pick for them tomorrow.
Okay, so I will have the even picks. You will have the odd picks tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
So looking forward to that. So we'll do that tomorrow on the show. As for the here and now, kind of prepping for tomorrow in some ways, in a little bit, we're going to take some of your calls on who is your guy in the NFL draft for Washington. Who's the guy that you want to see? And it can be a little pipe dreamy. Like, I mean, this, if you call and say Abdul Carter, I'm going to be like, look, there's no way that's happening. There are very few other names that I think are totally impossible. Like Travis Hunter, not fallen. Mason Graham, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, who everybody and their mother has mocked to the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's not fallen all the way to Washington. But, you know, we talked to Jeremy Green about this. Jalen Walker, very, very, very divisive prospect. And if he hits a skid where a couple of the teams that might take him early decide he doesn't work for us, could he skid all the way into the 20s? Yes. So I want to know in a few minutes here, who your guy is in this draft. The guy that if you're in the draft room and all of a sudden Adam Peters has made you an honorary scout for draft night, you would stand on the table, proverbially speaking, or perhaps in a Tom Cruise, Oprah, this is a very dated reference, you know, type of way, you would stand on a couch for to say, this is the guy that I want. Anthony, do you get the Tom Cruise Oprah reference?
No.
It's honestly fine. remind me in the break to point you in the right direction.
Okay.
For a very bizarre, I don't think it's 90s. I think it's like early 2000s. My guess is this is like a 2007-ish reference. So there's that. But I think what's interesting and then what we'll find and explore more tomorrow as we draft is this is a weird draft in a lot of ways. It is deep in some places, very deep in some places. And in a lot of ways, it is deeper late than it is early, which I think is a confusing statement. So I'm going to try to unpack it for people, right? So to say like, oh, I love the fifth rounders more than I love the first rounders on its face is stupid, because if you like the fifth rounders so much, then why aren't they fourth, third, second, or first rounders? But I think you have expectations for certain guys based off where you're going to draft them. And basically what it means is there's just a bunch of dudes in that bucket that if you're looking for a defensive tackle late in this class, there are a ton of them. There are, we're typically, you know, number of guys that have, say, a third or fourth round grade and better. Let's say normally it's 10, 12 guys. This year there's 18 to 20. There are guys that are going to have draftable grades at defensive tackle going in the seventh, or, you know, they're going, you know, the 30th guy off the board in the sixth round. Or seventh round, where typically, like, maybe you're just taking a total flyer on a guy that you actually have an undrafted free agent grade on, but you kind of need a guy at that position, and there's nobody else on your board with a draftable grade, so you're like, meh, okay, we'll take him. So this draft is deep at defensive tackle. It is deep at running back. There is interesting depth at wide receiver, but I think what's interesting about this is it's not because guys are getting pushed down. There's just a bunch of guys with a lot of question marks. Or take the kid Thornton out of Tennessee, wide receiver. He's 6'5". He's super fast. He is really intriguing as a prospect. But like outside of being 6'5 and super fast, he's got questionable hands. He's not a great route runner. There's all kinds of questions about him as a player. So you're like, oh, he's a fifth round type of guy. But there's a ton of guys like that and very few actual top-end guys, especially at the most prime positions, right? Quarterback, Cam Ward last year, fifth quarterback off the board maybe. Now, last year was also a loaded quarterback class, but certainly fourth, fifth quarterback off the board, maybe third. Penix obviously winds up going top 10 as the fourth guy, but probably he's going at between Penix and Bo Nix. Maybe he's even worse on some boards. Certainly on some boards, he's worse than Bo Nix. This year, if Shedeur Sanders doesn't go second to Cleveland or third to New York, next guy, like ninth to the Saints, if they decide they don't want him, like Shedeur Sanders could fall into the 20s. He might be there for Pittsburgh to take without trading up at 21. And if they don't take him, someone's going to have to trade back into the end of the first round. So, quarterback, edge, outside of Abdul Carter, there's a ton of questions about these guys. We can run through some of the edge guys in a second because Dane Brugler just put out the beast today, so we can run through his edge rankings and kind of the why some of these guys have major question marks. Some of them are on field, some of them are off the field. And then wide receiver, same thing. Tet McMillan, Anthony, big kid out of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are like, meh, he's fine. Last year, you had Neighbors, Harrison Jr., Adunze, on down the list. This year, like McMillan, first-round grade. But like Matthew Golden, a guy that is super intriguing from a trait standpoint, his tape and his production don't really match up, and he might be a top 15 pick. So it's just a bizarre draft. And, you know, we were talking before the show how lucky the Commanders are that they were bad and had good picks and a lot of picks last year, because this year, if you're trying to add top flight talent, this just isn't the draft for you. And surely some guys will wind up working out. And maybe it's the guy Washington takes at 29. Maybe they take some guy and he turns out to be a stud, because while you would definitely get more studs at the top of the draft, we have random guys from all over all the rounds pop all the time. But by the same token, this is just a bizarre offseason. And I guess it's something we're going to talk about later in the show. The free agency class was also good. It's just kind of a bad year on paper, at least it seems right now. It seemed like a bad year to need to get better. And luckily the Commanders did a lot of getting better last offseason. And we'll see next year if the free agent class and or the draft class is a lot better, more appealing. But it's definitely something that is going to, I think, play out on draft night in ways that are unexpected. Some guys are going to go way higher. Some guys are going to drop. And that's going to be perceived based off of the media mock drafts, because that's all we have. And the reality is there's just not that big of a difference between the 15th best player and the 40th best player in this particular draft. But coming up next, we'll talk a little bit more about the edge class. We'll look at Dane Brugler's list. And then starting at 4:30, we will take a look at some of the mocks and we will get your calls on who's your guy in this NFL draft. 301-230-0980. You can start getting in line on the phones now. And we will take a look at the edges in a little bit more depth next on the Team 980. Tomorrow on Take Command, the one and only Dane Brugler, the Athletics NFL draft analyst and author of The Beast, which is available now on the Athletics website. Anthony, not only is it available now, I believe it is available to the entire public. Typically, everything in the Athletic is behind a paywall because Anthony, I'm a story time with your pal Craig here, your old friend. Back in the day, the way you got news was in a newspaper. Did you know that?
Yes.
Do you know how you got a newspaper?
Mailman would, come past your crib and throw it at your house.
But did you automatically get one?
Did you automatically get one?
Yeah, just because you lived in the area, did you get a Washington Post thrown at your door?
Well, I didn't. At Georgetown Prep, I did, though.
The correct answer is no, someone pays for it.
Ah.
At Georgetown Prep, it was the school.
Yeah.
But, your parents, if they got the post, it's because they paid a subscription. They don't just throw it at your door. So the Athletic is a website that was like, hey, in order for us to survive, even though the internet decided to stupidly give away all the things we used to charge people for free and then try to put the toothpaste back in the tube, unlike your good friends on the radio who've always been free, their subscription, but there are certain things that they don't put behind the paywall, and they this year decided that The Beast is going to be live for everyone. So if you would like to check out The Beast, it is available now. It's literally nytimes.com/athletic/the-beast/2025. Nobody's going to remember that, but it's on its own microsite, and theathletic.com has a direct link to it. But The Beast, why it is such a big deal in the draft community is not only is it Dane's top 100 rankings, but they also have every piece of information you could possibly want. So I just pulled up Dane's edge rushers, and he has prospect, school, grade, year, height, weight, 40, 10-yard split, hand, arm, hand size, arm length, wingspan, their exact age, so you know which prospects are a little younger, which prospects are a little older. And then if you click on one, so here's Dane's top 10 edges, by the way. Abdul Carter, Jalen Walker, Shamar Stewart, Mike Green, Mikel Williams, Donovan Ezeraku, James Pierce Jr., JT Tuamalo, Landon Jackson, Jordan Birch. I will also shout out the next three. Jack Sawyer, Ohio State. Nick Scorton from Texas A&M. I think he's a legit prospect for Washington at 29. I would also not be totally shocked, although this one I think is rich, but Olu Oladejo from UCLA. A lot of people think he's one of the best pass rushers, like pure pass rushers in this draft, but a little bit undersized, 6'2", 260, as opposed to, you know, a guy like Jordan Birch, for instance, the kid out of Oregon, who's 280. So you're talking about a younger, more mobile body type. But the guy that I like the most on this list probably is Ezeraku, of the guys that reasonably could be available for Washington. He's 248, Jalen Walker 243. So I'm not necessarily afraid of a lighter edge, and I'll explain why in a second. But those are the rankings for Dane at the edge position. And we got a Take Command mailbag question that I thought was really interesting, Anthony, that actually we're going to probably wind up answering in our special edition mailbag on Monday with John Keim, because Logan's out next week, and so Keim's going to step in and do a mailbag with me, and he's a good person to ask this. Do you think Washington, if given the choice between, let's say the choices are like Landon Jackson or James Pierce Jr., so these are two guys, or are they two? Let's just go. Dane's got a second round grade on both. So we're going to pretend this is a style question, not a person question, right? So if you out there listening, watch your tape or read whatever, and you have a strong feeling about Jackson or Pierce Jr., forget that for a second. James Pierce Jr. is a pass rusher. Landon Jackson is more of a fight hard, edge center, play his face off kind of guy. Which type of edge do you think they are more inclined to go to in this draft? The pure pass rush juice guy or the hard edge setter guy?
I mean, it's a little tough just because this free agency, they spent a lot of time trying to address, you know, stopping the run. So we have some bigger edge defenders. I don't think we have a lot of quick twitch guys. I mean, I would say you got Dorrance, and then you got Javonte Jean-Baptiste. Like, those are probably, like, the two.
But I don't even think those guys are not, like, super twitched up.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say.
And Jean-Baptiste is much more of, like, a big body.
Probably those two.
Yeah, I mean, well, they got the kid, Jacob Martin out of Purdue.
Okay.
So he's like, 250 pounds. He's twitchy and is more of a pass rush guy. But outside of that, like, the Dante Fowler replacement is not there. Martin certainly is not that. Like, Fowler is a much more accomplished player and pass rusher than Martin. Martin might not even make the team. We'll see. I tend to think they go that direction. You could tell me that they go the other direction. They're like, look, maybe it's like they look at a guy like Landon Jackson and they're like, the floor is so high because he plays so hard that we know, like, none of these guys are multi-year guys. We need more of them, and we need someone we can count on in the long term, and we'll continue our hunt for a pass rusher. And in the meantime, we'll try to generate pressure with blitzes and things like that. And plus, how much is a rookie really going to move the needle in year one? But this is the problem with picking 29th is, like, could Abdul Carter do both? Sure. Can anybody else on this list truly do both? Jalen Walker, not really. Shamar Stewart's interesting because he's a little bit bigger. He's 6 foot and a half, 267. So we're talking about a guy who's almost 270, probably could easily get to 275 pounds, but athletic profile-wise, pretty explosive. The dude had a 1.58 10-yard split, 4.59 40-yard dash. Like, that's really explosive. He also, I think he had a huge broad jump, if I'm remembering correctly. Now, I don't think he's going to be available at 29, but, like, we'll see. Come on, the beast. I need you to load. We can't have a slow beast. Pretend he had a great broad jump, and we know the explosive get-off is there, but his production in college, like, wasn't great as a pass rusher. So it's just hard picking at 29. You're probably going to have to make that choice, and I think that is kind of the challenge here. But that gets to, I think, the question, whether it's an edge or another position. Who's your guy in this draft? Who's the guy that you are dying to see on the board at 29 for the Washington Commanders to select? 301-230-0980 is the phone number, 301-230-0980. We're taking your calls next here on The Hoffman Show.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. Who's your guy that you want to see on the clock for Washington in the 2025 NFL draft 2 weeks from tomorrow? By the way, before we get into ours, we have a very eventful first inning down the street at Nats Park, Anthony. Have you been keeping an eye on this?
I have. I have indeed.
Mats gave up four in the top of the first. Started off with a Shohei Ohtani single for the Dodgers. He and three of his mates came around ultimately go to the bottom of the first at 4-0. And then C.J. Abrams opened things up with a solo dinger for the Nats. And now the Nats have two on, runners on second and third with one out. Sacrifice hit with no outs and the bases loaded. And now that's turned into runners on second and third and a 4-2 game with one out in the bottom of the first. So keep you updated on everything going on with the Nats. But for now, NFL draft talk with you at 301-230-0980. Anthony, I'm not going to limit this just to edge rushers, although we talked about them previously. So who's the guy for you that I'm like, we come in here on Friday, April 25th, and you're like, man, I am so jacked the Commanders drafted. Insert player here.
So the Commanders on their every Monday, they do a mock draft. And the last
They highlight a mock draft. Their content team doesn't do it. They highlight one that someone else has done, which is important just for like the, unless you're talking about like, I don't think Logan and them do it for.
Nah.
They just like will say, oh, hey, let's highlight ESPN's mock draft today. So this is not like the team doing a mock. This is their content department picking a mock that they want to write about.
Well, the last mock that they wanted to write about, they mentioned Shamar Stewart. And he has a few things that concerns me just because we've taken a player in the first round. Granted, it was, you know, different regimes. But we've taken a player in the first round with little production on the field, hoping that, you know, he has a higher ceiling than, like, you know, what he was at in college. And that was in Jamin Davis. And this guy, Shamar Stewart, he doesn't have a lot of production at Texas A&M. So that's the only thing that concerns me. But the fact that he's 6'6"?
He's 6'5",
yeah,
267 pounds.
He's a big dude. He's athletic, runs a 4.5. So he has the athletic capabilities, like on paper anyway.
So totally agree. We did a list on the previous edition of Take Command on Monday. And I think we actually played, this part of the podcast on the show, right, on this show. Of the sprint to the podium guys. We're like, if this guy's still available, you run to the podium. And Shamar Stewart was on Logan's list. So he's a three-year player, really one-year starter. He did start six games as a freshman, but was more of a replacement type of guy. Last year, he was a bona fide starter. 31 tackles, 5.5 for a loss in 12 games. 1.5 sacks. But here's the thing about him and the sack numbers. He led Texas A&M in pressures with 39. So it's one of those where you look a little deeper into the stats and or you watch the tape and you go, oh, we got way more production here than we thought. It just doesn't necessarily turn into sacks. But sacks is a number that goes up and down. Pressures tends to be something that's a little more consistent, and he is certainly disruptive. If you look at the athletic testing, freak. 6'5", 267, 34 and an eighth inch arms. Measured. I love the different arm measurements, by the way. 34 and an eighth at the combine, 34 and 3/8 on the pro day. So he's got long arms, which really allows you to like push out on that edge. He's got a 40 inch vertical and a nearly 11 foot. He's 10 foot 11 on the broad jump. That is super explosive. Super explosive as an athlete. If you look at Dane's scouting report, rare athletic balance and fluidity for a guy at his size, explosive off the ball with flexibility to turn the corner and flatten, uses long arms and natural power to stab and separate from initial blocks, able to shake free with a cross chop, club rip, or a variety of different swipes. So this dude has range, both in his athleticism and his moves. He has got rare, like unteachable type of size, played pretty well against the run, but weaknesses, major finishing issue, 26.9% missed tackle rate in college. Struggles to break down on the move and stay under control as a tackler. Too many flyby misses. Move-to-move sequencing as a pass rusher is still in the development phase. Can get caught upright at times and spends too much time hand-fighting, leaving him late to react to the run. And basement-level sack production, 4.5 sacks on 680 career pass rush snaps. So this is the type of guy that if you are looking as a commander's coach, specifically if you're Dan Quinn and you have a defensive line background, you have to understand who he is as a dude, what kind of work ethic he has, and how coachable he is. Because if you look at some of that stuff, and you look at, say, the inability to break down and the flybys and all of that stuff, and you go, we know how to coach that. We're actually good at coaching tackling here. It's something that we focus on from a fundamentals. And if we think that some of those same issues are why he doesn't have the sack production, but the thing that we can't teach is size, speed, bend. Like, ability to get pressure, knack for getting pressure, but we can help you with the finish, then Shamar Stewart could be the steal of this draft. If that's just who he is, or you don't feel like you can have that breakthrough with him, he's going to be the kind of tantalizing potential that makes you wanting more his entire rookie contract, then ultimately decide not to re-sign him to a second one.
Yeah, so I mean, I think with our coaching staff, I think he's sort of kind of fits perfectly just because I trust this coaching staff, you know, coach up a guy, develop a guy. Even though, you know, him being sort of kind of a project scares me a bit, so.
For sure. So my guy that I want is also a pass rusher, but he is, I won't say opposite, but this is a guy that has a ton of production. I'll tell you who it is next, and we'll take your calls as well. Who's your guy in the 2025 NFL draft that you want to see on the board for the Commanders? 301-230-0980. We take your calls next, but first a look at what's trending. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Berries for Luga coming up at 5 o'clock, talking about there's no real main story today, just kind of the main story of the week. Alex Ovechkin, he made history on Sunday. Berry wrote about it in the Washington Post, and specifically Alex's place in D.C. sports history, something we talked about quite a bit yesterday on the show. So we are going to dive into that with Berry coming up at 5 o'clock, plus a few thoughts on the Masters and what he's watching as he's actually going to be joining us from Augusta. But Anthony, we're talking about our guys in this NFL draft, the player that I would really like to see on the board for Washington. And we're using Dane Brugler's The Beast to guide us as it came out this morning. Again, Dane will be on Take Command tomorrow, and we will have that interview for you tomorrow here on the radio show, probably at 5 o'clock if we're being frank. Obviously, we'll be taping it in the morning, so we might need to move it around, but probably 5 o'clock tomorrow, Dane Brugler here on the Hoffman Show. But I think my guy that I've settled on going into this draft is maybe the purest pass rusher in it. That doesn't necessarily mean the best. It doesn't necessarily mean that this guy's going to have the best career, the best sack production, whatever. But if I'm being realistic about the 29th pick and I want a guy that I know can get after the passer, I don't know how much better they're going to be able to do than Donovan Ezeraku, the Boston College edge. He's 6'3", 248. He's got a ton of experience despite the fact that he's not like an older player. He's a natural senior. So he's 21 and a half years old. Will turn 22 later this year. 3-year starter at BC. He was an outside player in their scheme, lining up mostly standing up, but occasionally with his hand in the dirt, but like 99.7% of his snaps coming off the tackle as a 7 or 9 technique. So we're talking about a true wide player. So think about when Frankie Louvu would line up as an edge player last year. Now make that Donovan Ezeraku. He led the team in sacks and tackles for loss as a sophomore and a junior, and then became the 13th consensus All-American in school history as a senior. Finished top 3 in the FBS in both sacks and tackles for loss. So we're talking about a guy, Anthony, that is he as explosive as your guy, Shamar Stewart, for instance? No. He had a foot shorter on the broad jump. Stewart had a 40-inch vertical. Ezeraku, 35 and a half. He does have super long arms. He's 34-inch arms, and he's got a big old wingspan. But this is a guy that is really, really good in terms of the production and knowing how to make the most of what he's got. Strengths, according to Brugler's report, bendy athlete with disproportionately long arms, accelerates well around the arc with impressive body dip, go-to move is a jab step with a slap cross chop to pry open the rush lane, uses length to chop down and erase blocking hands, explosive laterally to sidestep and maneuver around roadblocks, on down the list. Two-year team captain with strong football character. He's durable, started 36 straight games before the bowl game this year, which he decided to opt out of. Led FBS in sacks per game and took home the award as the nation's top defensive end. His weaknesses, below average height with a very light frame. Again, he's only 6'3", 248. Needs to get stronger in both his upper and lower halves to better match up against NFL linemen. Doesn't have power in his hands to move blockers with the bull rush and needs to develop a more effective low side counter when transitioning off his long arm move. So he's, I won't say he's a one trick pony, but certainly a lot of his game comes from this very unique build with the very long arms and the ability to dip the corner. And my thing with him at 29, the reason I'm psyched about him is I know exactly who he is. You know, some of these other guys that maybe have more upside athletically, what are they? Are they guys that I want to use against the run? Are they pass rush guys? Are they just kind of meh at both? And that, thus, like, are they actually best as like a rotational defensive end and a guy that we just put out there when our starters aren't great? Whereas Ezoraku, I go, you are playing pass rush situations. I hope that you can grow and you get, you know, you add 10, 15 pounds over the next couple of years and some of that length and everything, your feel for the game that you have as a pass rusher, we can use against the run and make you an every down starter. But if you are a rotational player who I know is 100% in on pass rush situations and I can line up over the edge or even maybe occasionally move inside and, you know, give a different look to a not very good guard or center, but I know you're a premier pass rusher, I know what to do with that if I'm Dan Quinn and I'm Joe Witt. And I think that's the thing that's appealing to me about him is I know exactly who he is. I know exactly what he's capable of. And I'm not going to ask him to do the stuff that he's not good at. And that thing that he is good at is exactly what I need right now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's, you know, terrible having situational pass rushers. Even looking at what the coach did last year, they took Leiatu Latu, 14 overall last year, and pretty much his role last year was coming in on third down, being able to put pressure on the quarterback. So to get him at 29, considering what we already have up front, and I feel like, you know, yes, he is 248 right now. When you go to the next level, just like when, you know, college athletes start out in high school, when they get to college, they're putting on 15, 20, 30. Like, they get bigger and bigger. So I'm assuming that, you know, he's going to bulk up. He's going to put on some weight so he can become an all-around defensive end. But right now, for what we need you to do, sir, go out there, put your hand in the dirt, get to the quarterback on third downs.
And the other thing is you're betting on the character. You're betting on a guy who has a pretty interesting pedigree. This is from the background portion of Dane's report here. A three-star recruit, Ezoraku, was the 132nd ranked linebacker in the 2021 recruiting class and the number 23 recruit in New Jersey. He didn't have any recruiting stars following his junior season, but his recruitment started to pick up steam with offers from FCS schools, Holy Cross, Stony Brook, and Wagner, and Ivy League programs such as Harvard and Princeton. Ezoraku received his first FBS offers in May of 2020 from Northern Illinois, Old Dominion, and nearby Temple, followed by his first then Power 5 offers from BC and Vanderbilt. He was unable to go on visits because of the pandemic, but he took a chance and committed to Boston College and head coach Jeff Hafley. Ezoraku was the 22nd ranked recruit out of 26 in Hafley's 2021 class. He graduated with a degree. Ezoraku opted out of the bowl game and accepted his invitation to the Senior Bowl. So this is a guy that, you know, was not heralded as a recruit. He had to earn it. And it's something that, remember last year we talked about this with their draft class? This just kind of popped back into my head. They took a bunch of guys who had to prove something. And Ezoraku fits that mold. This is a fun exercise. I got to write this down. Remind me to write this down on my question list for Brugler tomorrow. Who are the prove it guys in this draft? right? Jaden Daniels starts at Arizona State, transfers to LSU with zero promise of becoming the starter, goes there, proves it, Heisman Trophy, second overall pick. We saw what he was as a rookie. Sane Ristill, he switches positions in college. Brandon Coleman, late to football, junior college kid, had to earn it. On down the list, they like guys who weren't necessarily the top recruit in the class. And this is a guy in Ezeraku who, his first like D1 FBS offers were Ivy League schools. So you know he's not that always translates to football intelligence, but like clearly you're talking about a really smart guy and a guy who could have apparently gotten into some pretty elite academic institutions. But he's in Boston College's recruiting class. He's the 22nd or 21st or 22nd of 26 guys, and he winds up being a two-time team captain and consensus All-American. That fits the Commanders' profile in terms of what they want. And then the question is, does he fit athletically what they want? And do they think the way that I'm thinking about this, that we know what we need and that this guy is what we need on the defensive line right now? So just something to think about, something to ponder. And I'm excited to talk to Brugler tomorrow about that. Again, Dane will be on with us on Take Command. That will be out in your podcast feed as soon as we can get it up, middle of the day. So we're talking to him in the morning. Also on Take Command tomorrow, Logan has put together his big board, and we'll go through the process of how he went into that. And then we will play the Brugler interview for you tomorrow here on the radio show. When we get back here on the Team 980, Barry Sferluga joins us from Augusta National. We'll talk a little bit of Masters, but more so talk about his column talking about the greatest athletes in DC sports history and why Alex Ovechkin holds a very unique place in the history of DC sports.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.